Welcome to another edition of Jeep in Motion, the feature that highlights developments under the ongoing Jamaica Emergency Employment Program. A total of $929.9 million has been budgeted to undertake various initiatives across the island under Component 5 of the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP. Minister of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Omar Davies, says the projects currently being developed will be undertaken in financial year 2015-2016. The money will be distributed to members of Parliament, parish councils and the Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, the KSAC.
For members of Parliament, $630 million. For the parish councils and the KSAC, $70 million. For special projects, $126.6 million. The balance of $103 million is the contractor's markup. Members of Parliament, as we all know, have already been advised of your $10 million allocation. The parish councils and the KSAC will shortly be advised of their allocation.
Dr. Davies says the JEEP Secretariat will collaborate with respective members of Parliament to undertake special projects. Meanwhile, during the financial year 2014-2015, a total of $1.2 billion was allocated to members of Parliament under Phase 3 and 4 of JEEP. Each MP was allocated $10 million to carry out projects under the JEEP component of the Major Infrastructure Development Program, the MIDP.
All the projects on a JEEP 3 have been completed, while the works on a JEEP 4 are close to completion.
Dr. Davies says no allocations have been made to parish councils or the Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation under Phase 3 of JEEP. However, they were assisted to undertake various infrastructure works totaling $159.8 million during JEEP 4. Here's a breakdown of how that sum was divided.
That sum was divided as follows. The Manchester Parish Council, $10.36 million. St. James Parish Council, $11.73 million. The KSAC, $27.59 million. St. Catherine Parish Council, $29.9 million. St. Anne Parish Council, $11 million. St. Mary Parish Council, $8.9 million. The Portland Parish Council, $6.2 million.
The Trelawney Parish Council received $6.2 million, while the Clarendon Parish Council received $15.9 million. Hanover was allotted $4.83 million, St. Elizabeth got $10.36 million, and Westmoreland $9.65 million.
The allocation to each parish council, as well as the KSAC, was determined by using the existing model established for the division of resources from the Parish Development Fund. So we did not seek to reinvent the wheel. We took the formula used in the division of the Parish Development Fund.
Minister of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Omar Davies. JEEP is one of the government's strategies to counter chronic unemployment among Jamaicans of lower socioeconomic groups. JEEP also provides employment for persons with special needs as well as those with low skill levels. That's it for today's edition of JEEP in Motion. Join us again next time as we continue to look at developments under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP.
Child abuse is any act or failure to act on the part of an adult which presents physical and emotional risks of serious harm to a child. Hitting a child with a piece of board, belt, or any other object is abuse. Burning a child with a hot object like an iron is abuse. Calling a child worthless, stupid, and good for nothing is abuse. Violating a child sexually is abuse. Report suspected cases of child abuse to the OCR. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.